One of my favorite patriotic songs, older now, but Lee Greenwood. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Memorial Day is a very sacred day. Nations that honor their dead are good nations. And so the federal holiday that honors soldiers, the last Monday of May, formerly it was Decoration Day, commemorating soldiers who died both North and South after the Civil War, but then later became for all wars after World War I, all wars that Americans have died. Some close to 1.5 million folks have given their lives in service to the country. And that is special, and I'm proud to be an American. So, sorry, I get teared up. But remembering's important. And throughout Scripture, especially when it comes to the nation of Israel, during Passover, on the night that God took the children of Israel, remember the blood over the doorposts of the children of Israel's houses. And he says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, "So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generation. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance." And like in our responsive reading, Joshua chapter 4, in those verses, reminding the children of Israel, those 12 stones of remembrance. And the idea to teach your children of God's deliverance in their case, especially through the Red Sea and crossing over on dry land for the Jordan, and his faithfulness. He brought them, after 40 years of wandering, to that promised land that God had promised to give his children. And a way I like the way that concluded, remember it that, one, the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, and that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Important to remember that. And then in the extended passage in 1 Chronicles, as the ark was coming back to Jerusalem and King David, that's when he got himself in trouble for dancing. But bringing the ark back to put it in the tabernacle at that time, and David, the psalm that he gave to Asaph, the choir, you might say, rehearsing God's covenant and covenantal faithfulness, and brought up the names Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the land of Israel. And the response, some of those commands I know jumped out at you. Give thanks, call upon his name, make known his deeds, sing to him, glory in his holy name, seek the Lord and his strength. And then a couple, remember his marvelous works, remember his covenant, declare his glory among the nation to all people, and then proclaim the Lord Yahweh, the covenant name of God, reigns. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. And all the people said, amen, and praised the Lord. Well, in the church, we too are to remember. And obviously the center of who we are, the centrality of Christ and God's covenant and the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. And in Luke chapter 22, the words of institution that will be for our communion here in a few moments, as Jesus reminded them. Luke 22, beginning in verse 14. "And when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he," Jesus, "said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover," once again connected to the redemption, "with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took the cup, the first cup, and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, he also took the third cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And so Passover time, once again, remembering the redemption, what God did to redeem people in bondage to sin, and the gratitude, gave thanks, something we as a nation sometimes don't do very well, but Memorial Day, it is a time to give thanks. And especially, of course, for what we're about to celebrate for God's faithfulness and blessing. And like it says here on the front of our little table here, this do in remembrance of me. You all know I like Winston Churchill, so I got to give you a quote of his. After the Battle of Britain, familiar, very famous words, when he said, never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. The nation, so much, so many, to the few, the fighter pilots that protected the skies during the Battle of Britain that prevented, ultimately, an invasion by Hitler's armed forces. And so the stones of remembrance are very appropriate. From Joshua 4, coming out of the Jordan River, God's faithfulness, his redemption. We in our country, the armed forces throughout history, and the Marine Corps, I love their, if you will, slogan, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. God's faithfulness. The folks who have given their lives faithful to the point of death for our freedom. Do you remember the stones and what it cost for that freedom? And so now I would like us all to stand at attention, and Scott, Colonel Adams, is going to play taps. Very appropriate to face the flag with a hand over your heart, and we'll just remember the stones. Please be seated. A nation that honors its dead. In fact, somebody saw a quote somewhere walking through Arlington, somewhere where a foreign dignitary said that you honor your dead better than we honor our living, take care of our living. So I am proud to be an American. I know you are too. But how much more? To paraphrase Churchill's quote, never in the age-old conflict of good and evil, if you will, against sin, was so much owed by so many grace to one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so now, sorry, I'm going to ask you to stand again. Didn't plan the logistics, but we're going to say the Apostles' Creed as we get ready. And for those of you visiting, this is our just orthodox creed that throughout church history, we say this before our communion. So please recite with me as we remember. We believe. Amen. Please be seated. And so in a creeds and what we are about to do, we remember, confess biblical convictions, and remember what it cost for the greatest freedom we can individually have, the freedom from the bondage of sin. So please come to the table as we remember.